Well, praise God. I'm glad I'm here. Are you glad you're here? Then act like it. Give a lot of clap offering. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Repeat after me. I'm blessed. I am blessed with forgiveness. The blood covenant. His grace. His faith. His mercy. His knowledge. His wisdom. His righteousness. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit that's blessing us right now and bringing us into your presence, Jesus. In the heavenly realm, we shall be soaked today with your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You didn't know you was blessed with so much. What did you? Well, we got one excited person back there. Praise God. There's two. Well. Hallelujah. You know, when you get married, you give up all your rights. Did anybody ever tell you that? If you didn't, I just told you. When you get saved, you got to give up all your fleshly rights. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, then you won't get much from God. Hallelujah. I preached Friday on Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. How Satan corrupted, and this is before Adam and Eve. He was holy and pure and everything else. He was in the presence of God. And he fell from grace. And then he went to Adam and Eve, and they fell from grace. And so we need to understand what the enemy is doing today in the world. A lot of thinking has changed towards God and Jesus. Prayer has come out of schools, and the Senate or the Congress has changed their thinking against a lot of things. The United States Supreme Court, the President of the United States, has changed the thinking. And some of the churches today or denominations have changed their thinking. They're now licensing homosexuals and the Methodists and Presbyterians and Episcopal churches and everything else. It's changing. The enemy is getting into people a hard heart towards Jesus. And that's just exactly what Satan did. He was called Lucifer then in Ezekiel 28. He got people to have a hard heart. He was even involved in trading. Have you ever wondered why so many businesses today have gone down the tubes? They have cheated American people and so on and so forth? Because that's the enemy, Satan, working in their lives. And so that's the reason why money problems today are going on, because he was a great businessman during that time, and he traded, but he finally fell, and he fell from grace. And so God wants you to understand not to change your thinking as far as the Word of God's concerned. There's something that you and I have got to do. A lot of people don't get under the Word of God when they get saved. And so you don't see no change on the outside. You don't see no mentoring. You don't see no equipping from the fivefold ministry into people's lives. And if you don't get that, then all you do is remain as saved, and you're in a church, it's all you do is preach saved. And so God wants you to be aware today that the world is changing. And churches are changing, and denominations are changing. But we at Creative Faith and other churches are not going to change. We're not going to give in to what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to get people against Jesus. You notice there's an awful lot of people who don't encourage speaking the name of Jesus today. They'll talk about God, or we'll talk about holidays, or we can't say Merry Christmas. You notice how it's all changing? We ought to be aware of that and making sure that the world don't influence us to change into what their way of thinking. And it's very easy, because the enemy, Lucifer, done it back in Ezekiel 28 and 14. And then he fell from grace. And then he got Adam and Eve to fall from grace. And then Paul was mentioned in Galatians that many have fallen from grace to another gospel. There's another lot of other gospels today. The people will teach you that tongues have gone away with, the gifts have stopped with the apostles. And so there's a lot of changing in thinking going on today. Maybe you don't hear as much about as I do, but I hear an awful lot about he's not the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so our thinking is changing. We get hard hearts and so on and so forth. So you got to remember, when you get saved, you give up all your rights. That may sound strange. I'm talking about fleshly rights. All these demands that the flesh goes before God and tries to demand from God and try to command God to take care of the flesh. You have spiritual rights, and the Spirit of God in us must teach our minds and renew our minds so we expect spiritual things. Spiritual things are greater. The blessings of Abraham, we're entitled to that, but that's the Spirit down through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we should be blessed financially, but not on demands of the flesh. You must learn to give up your rights. That's what the Bible talks about. The old man's passed away. All things have become new. That's what it talks about. You must die to self. You see what I'm trying to say? The flesh demands a lot of things from God. And so today we're zeroed in on money only, but we're not demanding the Holy Spirit to help us to renew our minds, to change. And we're not identifying with the good things in us in Christ Jesus. We're identifying with the world. When the president says something, we agree with it. When the Senate says something, we agree with it. When the Republicans and Democrats say things which is against the Word of God, we just say, oh, well, they're the law. In the United States Supreme Court's making all kinds of bad decisions. Everything is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. There's 600,000 registered same-sex couples wanting to get married. That sounds like a lot, but it's not. But they have a loud voice, don't they? They're getting people to change to their way of thinking. And 600,000 registered same-sex who want to get married, same-sex marriages. And so all of us have to be aware not to judge them. We're not going to come against them, but we're not going to agree with those marriages. We're not going to agree that. So you have to be careful. We're not seduced into, because this denomination is, that denomination is, this denomination is, and it's politically right. So the enemy's still doing the same thing. If he fell from grace, he got Adam and Eve to fall from grace. In Timothy, the Bible says that many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And so it's really heavy today. I don't know if you know about it, you're recognizing, but the enemy's trying to get people to have a hard heart. He's involved in businesses, in trading. He's involved in silver and gold. He's involved in an awful lot of things. That's why some people who swindle American people out of billions of dollars, and we hear more about it today. Well, the enemy was involved in that. He was doing he's doing the same thing that he was doing Ezekiel 28 in Isaiah 14. He's doing the same thing. And so we as Christians must be aware and have an identification, not with the world. And so if you'll turn, if you would, Chris, please, to Philemon 1:6. I'm kind of preaching and teaching on the same thing I did Friday night, but I'm going to add some things to it today. 1:6, Philemon 1:6. That the sharing of your faith, that's one thing you got to do. You got to share your faith, whether it's the Word of God to yourself or you share your faith with other people about the Lord and Savior, may become effective. So it has to be shared, not to become effective, by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So this identification that we speak every day, every Friday and Sunday we come here, we identify with righteousness and grace and mercy and long-suffering and compassion and knowledge and wisdom and faith. You're identifying with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, because the world is going to try to teach you at different times to identify with same-sex marriage and all the things that are going on in the world. Don't say Jesus no more. Say holidays. Don't say Merry Christmas. There's a lot of things going on today. Prayers out of school. So we don't want to identify with what Because it's very easy to be seduced to have a group of people approach you and you start agreeing with a group of people or a denomination and so on and so forth. The Word of God must be protected by the Holy Spirit in us. And so He does it by getting us to identify with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. So healing is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Knowledge and wisdom is in you in Christ Jesus. The gifts of the Spirit are in you. You see what I'm trying to say? So we need to learn to identify not what's being fed from the world by the president or Congress or whatever it may be, you see, but what's being fed by the Word of God. It's all being watered down today, saints. I'm telling you, there's an awful lot of stuff going on in these large churches, but that's all they're doing is talking about salvation. And I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of people who are saved who don't become equipped by the fivefold. And so all they do is remain saved. And their flesh doesn't say or show that they're saved. There's no renewing of the mind. There's no identification. And so we love to keep people there because then we get in their pocketbooks and we want to build a big church and a bigger church and so on and so forth. So we don't teach people or equip people or tell them what they ought to be doing. We ought to be identifying today with all those good things every day. 7 days a week, all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. If you do, then your mind won't be seduced by the world to agree with the government, if they're against the Word of God, or to agree with the Senate and the Congress and these different denominations that are teaching things today. We have to become aware and be led by the Holy Spirit. The Word is very, very important to God, and it should become important to us. We should love the things God loves and hate the things God hates. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's number one. God wants you and I to understand that we must almost pound this into us of identification. Because the world, the newspapers, the news, on television, everything is identifying with all kinds of different things. Murder and killing and cheating and robbing and all kinds of different things. And the government's turned around in their way of thinking. And they're trying to get the American people to think that way too. And many Christians think that way. And so we got to be, if you don't protect your mind, all of a sudden you'll start agreeing with this newscaster or that one over there or that one over there. You have to sit there and say, does that come against the Word of God? And if it does, you see, if you identify in the morning those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you won't be swayed by what you're hearing. As a matter of fact, your ears will be blocked to it. You may hear someone saying something, but it's not going to sway you. So that's the way the world is going today. The enemy done the same thing in Ezekiel. He got them to have, his method was to get them all to have a hard heart towards God. Well, if you and I are coming to church and we're praying and maybe somebody in our family is sick and the enemy starts saying, I told you it doesn't work. I told you there's no God. Then all of a sudden, you're receiving the suggestions of the enemy that throws dots in your mind. But if you hold up the shield or you identify with those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you'll immediately know that the enemy's throwing dots in your mind. That thought didn't come from you. Are you listening? He's trying to get us to fall from grace. He's trying to get us to go after another different kind of religion and so on, away from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's a real battle to hold on to these things. But if you identify every day, every morning when you get up, that's why we start the service, Friday and Sunday. We identify, we speak the things God speaks to us. Because your mind has to be renewed. And when you hear yourself saying that, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You hear yourself saying you're righteous, you have grace and you have mercy, you have compassion, you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom, you have the love of God, you have the blood covenant, you have the gifts, you have the power, you have the mind of Jesus Christ. I speak these things every day. On and on and on and on. And so when I hear things coming into my mind, I immediately bind it. I'm not going to agree with people who agree with the stuff that's going on in the world. If it's against God's word, I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to march against them. I'm not going to throw rocks at them. I'm not going to deny them to have jobs and getting the same kind of pay. But I'm not going to agree with and make laws or sin laws that agrees with them. I'm not going to vote for it. Amen? And there's a lot of people who are seduced into doing things crooked to make money. Do you know that? We all heard of Madoff and all these other ones in the world who, that's all satanic. He done the very same thing in Ezekiel 28. Do you know that? And God called him beautiful and covered him with all kinds of beautiful stones and diamonds and everything else. And he was pure. He was without sin. But he fell, you see. And then he got Adam and Eve to fall from grace. Adam and Eve was naked. That's the difference. Adam and Eve was naked, and yet the enemy went to them after he fell. He went to them and got them to fall from grace. So that's the whole thing, to get us out from God's grace, to get it out from God's love and forgiveness and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we start denying, we start receiving things in our minds. There's so many people in the world today that has just gotten saved and never have been equipped by the fivefold ministry. And so when you see them, you think, I thought he got saved. I thought she got saved. Because the outside ain't changed. Well, no one's taught them. No one's equipped them how to do that. No one's told them how to identify. No one's told them how to renew their minds. They sit in churches and all they hear is salvation, salvation, salvation. And they sit there and say, well, I already done that. And the more they stay away from being equipped, the more the enemy is going to get them to fall from grace or get a hard heart and not renew their mind. So their minds will be thinking like the world, and it grieves the Holy Spirit within us. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We know in John 10:10 that he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's still doing. He done it in Ezekiel 28. He done it in Isaiah 14. And he's still doing the same thing today. He wants to kill, destroy. He wants to rob from us. Amen? You see that in John 10, Chris? John 10:10? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the thief does not come except he's not a good spirit. He's not a good one. He's come to steal. He's come to kill. He's come to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and to have it more abundantly. See, I want to have an abundance of God's grace, abundance of righteousness and love and the blood covenant and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want to have an abundance of that. He said I could have that. Well, I have to identify with the abundance, right? Because my mind is enmity against God, and it fights God. Here's the whole thing. When you get saved, you have everything you need in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, right? But you also have all the works of the flesh in the flesh. That's why there's a fight going on. All the works of the flesh is in your flesh until you renew your mind and so on and so forth. All the works of the Spirit is in your spirit. And that's why the flesh is against the spirit against the flesh. And we hold the outcome. We hold the outcome by identifying with the good things that are innocent in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I want you to remember that just because you have all the power of God in you, you also have all the works of the flesh on the outside. And we got to change that. So if there's no renewing the mind, there's no identifying with those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, I'm telling you, saints, your flesh will rise up. The works of the flesh, which is found in Galatians, it'll rise up and do all kinds of things. It'll agree with sin. Now we're talking about legalizing marijuana, and that's just another thing that's going to happen. So don't ever agree with that. It's bad stuff. People can't handle booze. There's all kinds of killings going on, robberies going on, killing one another's going on. Hallelujah. Look at the enemies doing over there in India and Egypt and all those, Afghanistan and Pakistan and all those places. They're killing each other, killing women, killing children. If that ain't satanic, and now that kind of thinking is moving into America. Life means nothing. A person will rob you for $10 and kill you. You see how the thinking is going? But if you renew your mind, if you continue to identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you will believe you got angels around you and you'll be protected. You'll believe that you got the power of the Holy Spirit in you and that demons cannot come to you. Now, they'll throw dots in you, but it's my responsibility by the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, to renew my mind, to hold up the shield. What am I holding up? I'm holding up and identifying with the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the shield. I'm identifying what he done at the cross. Amen? So you should understand the nails in the hands and the feet and the thorns on your on his head and the spear in your side, the stripes on his back, what he done for us. The death and the resurrection. So you and I get water baptized, we're resurrected into that. That same thing. And now we're going to start identifying with all those good things that are in it. You know why? You want to walk in the resurrection power. And you can only walk in the resurrection power if you identify with that power. Identify with that grace and that mercy and that compassion. Identify with that resurrection power. Identify that he destroyed all sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers. And he does, Jesus destroyed all that. But that doesn't mean those spirits are not still around. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you listening? Praise the Lord. So the enemy tries to get people to have a hard heart and turn from God. And I'll tell you one thing, saints, if you've lost somebody in your family to sickness, disease, cancer, and you prayed for them and they still died, he'll come to you and come to you and come to you. I told you there's no God. You prayed, how come it didn't? You know, and it goes on and on. He tries to hammer you. Well, we have to learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit, flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. See, how you start out is, when you first get saved, you accept Jesus Christ into your life. Then you start renewing your mind. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And then in Romans 12, you begin to realize that you have the faith, because you're a finger or a hand, you have the faith to serve God in that area. All this becomes revelation. And then there is a gift of faith. And so when you get the gift of faith, you'll start operating in the gifts in different areas of life, of things in Christ Jesus. And so there's a gift of faith. But you go through a process. You get changed, you go through a process. See, most people don't think. Romans 12 talks about you have a measure of faith. There's many different parts of the body. People sitting here now, God's given you the faith, and you don't believe you have the faith to operate and serve God as a finger, a thumb, and an eye, or whatever it may be. But he's given you a measure of faith. Well, we get so preoccupied with all the things in our finances and our lives and so on and so forth, we haven't learned that the flesh has no rights. You're going to have to learn to die to self. And when you get married, you give up your rights. It's the same thing when you get saved. You give up your fleshly rights. Your flesh is now controlled by the Word of God, by identification through the Word of God. The Holy Spirit helps you to do that. Are you listening? That's the reason why people have marriage problems. It's my right. It's my right. Or the man says, it's my right. You give up your rights. You know why? You can't keep your rights and still become one. Because we have this demand. It's my right. And then we come in church, your flesh demands from God, I have a right to get this from God. I have a right to have a Cadillac. I have a right to have a home. I have a right to have this. If it doesn't come from the Spirit of God, you haven't died to self. You have no rights. You give up your flesh. And so people spend weeks and months and years trying to get the blessings from God, financial blessings, and never get it, and they wonder why. Because you've got to give up your rights. Your flesh can't demand from God. Your spirit, by the Holy Spirit, can. You can command the hand of God if you're led by the Spirit of God. Well, so God wants you to understand that the enemy is alive and well. He's trying to get people to steal, kill. He's trying to get people to destroy. He's trying to get people to do bad business or steal from people. It's an ongoing thing. Amen? He's trying to get the body of Christ to fall from grace. He's trying to get us to pick up another gospel. I ain't going to believe in tongues. I ain't going to believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I ain't going to believe in this. I ain't going to believe in that. You know something, saints? When someone gets saved and you meet someone who's been to college and they call themselves a pastor, but that pastor is only teaching salvation, he's not teaching and equipping you about the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural, and all that stuff, you'll sit there and believe what he's saying. Let's say tongues went away with you when the apostles left and the gifts of the Spirit went away when the apostles left. We'll start to believe that because this guy went through college. He knows. He studied. It's going on all throughout the world today. This is what God would have us to do. We'll start finishing up here in a minute. Philippians 2, 12 to 18. Philippians 2. 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence, but only, but now how much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. See, that's what we're trying to do. When we identify with the love and the grace and the mercy and the compassion, we're renewing our minds, we're working on our salvation, so not only does your spirit glorify God, but the renewed mind glorifies God. The outside glorifies God. Are you listening? So we have to go through a process because we get saved, our spirit gets saved, and we got to learn to work out our salvation. So if I'm sitting under somebody who just preaches salvation, never preaches about the gifts, the power, and the authority of the supernatural, you see, I never get equipped to work out my salvation. I never learn to identify with all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. Are you listening? And if you don't do that, the enemy will get you to have a hard heart. He'll get you to steal through business or cheat people or whatever it may be, because that's what he did. And he'll continue to do it. Rob, steal, destroy. Rob, steal, destroy. So if you're going to work out your salvation, you've got to speak, and that's renewing the mind. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to identify with those things that are in me. If you believe that you're saved and Christ is in you, then you're going to identify with the good things in Christ in you. That way there, you're going to work out your salvation. And it doesn't happen overnight, saints. See, I've got to work out my salvation. I've got to believe that Christ is. I've got to believe that I have grace. I've got to believe that in my mind, or the renewed mind, that I'm saved, that my sins are forgiven. I've got to believe in all this stuff up here and fed by the Holy Spirit, by me identifying. Are you listening? See, I do this all the time. Betty was making dinner for me yesterday, and I had Jimmy Swaggart on. And his grandson was on there, and he runs the music thing and everything else. He said, I have never seen, I was out in the kitchen. The grandson said, I have never seen a man pray so much as Jimmy Swaggart. He prays every day. My wife spoke up. She said, I got one that prays twice a day. And we were in another room. I said, well, praise God. But the point being is, saints, you got to get in your prayer closet. You got to identify with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to pray, pray in tongues. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, ask God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost if you ever speak in tongues. Period. Amen. See, you want to be mentored, saints. You want to be equipped. So we're going to. So 12 says we need to work out our salvation. Okay? Does that make sense? Now go to 13. This is why we're going to. For it is God who works in you. See, God the Holy Spirit's working in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's not good, God's good pleasure for you to be in sickness or disease or be broke or oppressed and depressed and so on and so forth. So God is in you, working with you, God the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to identify with those things that are in me in Christ Jesus. You see how that works? So God in me is helping me, you see. You see what he says there? It is God who works in you. It's the power of God, not your rights as a fleshly person, but the power of God working in you. To change and renew your mind, to bring you the promises of God, to have the peace in your home and in your marriage and your children, to have you financially blessed. It is God, not your demands of the flesh, but God working in you. Are you listening? And if you'll keep that going, you see, all the stuff you read about in Ezekiel 28 and 14, you won't fall into all them traps that the government is doing and schools are doing and churches are doing that ain't following and equipping people and the same, ain't walking and operating in the supernatural. God, for it is God who works in you. So if you go against that, you grieve the Holy Spirit. That's how you're going to work out your salvation. It is God who works in you both the will to do for his good pleasure. You know it's God's good pleasure for you and I to flow in the gifts, to set the oppressed and the captives free, to have the anointing of the Spirit of God upon our lives. to see blind eyes open, people come out of wheelchairs, to see thousands come to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, Jesus has done it all. Now he's expecting us. And there's so many suggestions today. So many Christians getting a hard heart. So many Christians giving up on God. You know why? Everybody demands their rights. Everybody wants their rights. So when you come in a church like this or other churches, you come in to demand your right. So I hear the message of faith and the blessings of God and we want our rights. I want some jingle. I want money. I want to be successful. Successful isn't a big home. You can have a big home. You can have a successful business. Success is Jesus is Lord. That's where success comes from. You can be a millionaire, and if you got God, why do you think millionaires become more bigger millionaires? If you check their lives out, they have an awful lot of faith in the Lord. They help all kinds of people. I get up this morning, I was out in the sun porch, and I saw all the little birds out there, man. I said, I'm going out there and feed them. And I went out there, and they were just chirping away. I don't know how many, it was about 15, 20 of them, man. And I dumped a whole bunch of seed out there. I'm not going to sit there and let them freeze to death and be hungry if I got something to give them. How many birds did you feed this morning? Oh, you ain't got to do that. No, you ain't got to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. You don't want to. Just sit like a bump on a log and whine and complain. God ain't using me. Well, is God in you? Yeah. Well, the power of God's in you. What's your problem? Because you want your fleshly rights. That's what you want. You want your rights. And it comes from the Spirit. Okay. Verse 13. Oh, I said that. Verse 14. Do all things without complaining and murmuring and disputing or murmuring. See, we pray a little bit and it doesn't happen. Here comes the devil, man. Here comes the hot heart. That don't work. I've done that. I prayed. I tried that. It ain't something you try. It's a lifestyle. It's a relationship. Amen? I've never heard so many people complaining today. Then all of a sudden you see them start leaning towards the world, how the world thinks. And, well, you see, they're making money. They're happy over there. I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too religious. Maybe I pray too much. Jimmy Swaggart's got a song out, I Found the Answer. You know what the song's all about? It's in prayer. Worshiping and praising God and praying in tongues. Do all things without complaining or dispute or murmuring. Verse 15. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's where we are, saints. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, we should be shining as lights in the world. We should be without fault. How do we know we're without fault? We pray for something and God gives it to us. Amen? We demand our rights. I want that. I have a right. The only right you have, which is birth from the cross of Jesus Christ. That's what the right you have. Every time today, from this day forward, you'll see all them crooked things going on out in the world out there, whether it be big business people, the stock market conning everybody. It doesn't mean it's all bad, but there's a lot of bad out there. When it comes to money, you know something? You can call somebody and try to get them to return your call. Three or four days may go by. But if you call them and leave on their message, by the way, I owed you $500 and I want to get your address to pay you back. Bang, the call comes right back. When they call back, say, you must have the wrong number. 16, holding fast. Listen to that now. I want you to see that. Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. See, this is a whole lifetime commitment, saints. If I came in here and found 10 people here in a snowstorm and said, we're just all going to go home. Well, I'll buy some pizza or nothing. I ain't going to preach. That's because it's about me. See, I no longer demand my rights. I command the hand of God, and I identify with all those things that are in me in Christ Jesus. Because I just know he's faithful. I just know I have a due season, and I'm going to reap if I don't faint. Well, how many years you got to wait? However long it takes. Caleb waited 40 years. How long have you waited? Are you complaining now? Has it gone from prayer to complaining? God won't use me. That's because you have no revelation, no light from the Word of God. That you have a measure of faith to start doing right now. Right now. You can serve God with that measure of faith. If you read Romans 12, you can do it right now. But if the world's disturbing you, the government is now leading you, if you love Jesus Christ like you say you do, and I say I do, we should be able to get everything from Jesus. In other words, he can funnel the blessings of Abraham right through Christ. He can take your business that's worth $1 million and cause it to be worth $10 million. He can get you to write a book. It'll be the bestseller. And you're not even a writer. And you don't even hire a ghostwriter. You just scribble some things down. Ain't that right? I got a granddaughter back here that she's a writer. Now, I ain't going to share what she shared with me, but she shared some things she wrote. I can't wait for it to go on the market. This stuff is unbelievable. I don't think she thinks it is, but I do. Anytime you talk to Elry, you get my attention, it's good. If you don't get my attention, hallelujah. Amen? Holding fast to the word of life. You hold fast by this whole identification. Because the enemy is going to come at you hard and strong. He's trying to get you to walk away from Jesus, to walk into another gospel. He's trying to get you to convince you it doesn't work. I tried that. It ain't got nothing to do with trying. It's faith. Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. 17. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and serve of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. You see what God is saying here? God's working in me. So I'm going to identify with the God in me. I'm going to identify with the things in me in Christ Jesus. Because it's his will that I prosper. It's his will that I walk in the anointing. It's his will that I have a good mind. It's his will I have no fear. It's his will I can receive healing like I did from MS and booze and drugs and what have you. And the death wish and so on and so forth. It's his will that I be freed from that. And I've been freed from that. See, I overcome by his blood in my testimony. What is your testimony? Do you tell people what Jesus has done in your life and he continues to do? We all get in the fetus position. I went into a bank yesterday. Me and Betty had to go to a certain bank for something. And we went in this bank, and they only were open till noontime. And so when we started to walk out, there was no one around. There was one lady sitting behind a desk. I said, there ain't much noise going on in here. She says, I know it. I said, if I bring $1 million deposit, will that make some noise? Oh, yeah. I said, well, Merry Christmas. I made sure the whole bank heard it. See, I'm not afraid to say Merry Christmas. I'm not to say Jesus has risen. I'm not afraid to give my testimony. My wife will tell you. I was talking to a professional man the other day, and I was joking with him. He said to me, did I ever tell you how I met Quint? I said, yeah, 5 times. He says, that's exaggeration. It was only 2 or 3. Then why are you saying it again? And Betty spoke up. She was sitting in the room. Betty spoke up. She said, he's a rascal. I joke with this guy all the time. When I went up to Linda and Tanya's house for Thanksgiving, I went up there with a hat on. God is good all the time. Well, there's some people in our family don't think that. So I walked around with a hat on, man. And when they start saying something outside, I say, I go. We got ready to leave, and I prayed for this young man, and he almost jumped out of his skin. I prayed for somebody here, but this guy was a kid with one of my grandsons was standing here with his back to me, and man, I started yelling. Go! He said, why don't you tell somebody when you're going to do that? He turned red like a Roman candle, man. Well, I know you're not there yet, but start in your home. Stop demanding your rights. Stop going in the Bible and say, I have a right there. Your flesh is demanding things. It's not the Spirit of God. God's working in you. But first, you've got to identify with those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus instead of going right to the jugular vein and start demanding. Everybody in here should be successful. If you're in ministry, you should be successful. If you're in business, you'd all be successful. Whatever you try to do, if you do all things through Christ, you ought to be successful. If he's got the steering wheel. You know the enemy has stolen people's businesses? Sometimes we get bored, we get upset with this or that. When I was young, I was always wanting to move someplace else. Have you ever been that way? Always want to move something else. Like Daniel Boone, you always want to go on the other side of the mountain, man. So when we were young, we were all over the place. My brother called me one time and said, you want to run a ranch for me? I said, yeah. He stuck me in a house, in an adobe house, that you could see the sky when you laid in bed. Me and Betty could lay there and look at the stars and say, oh, my God. He thought it was a great thing, but he wouldn't live there. This is over the telephone. I sold a home in Florida and flew down there. Oh, a ranch, a husband. Oh, my God. Yeah, he said, you'll manage the whole thing. Well, there wasn't nothing there but Apache and Navajo and me and my wife. And 10 horses. So I got bored, and I went through the cemetery, and I said, my grandson was with me, and it said on this guy was buried with his boots on, his guns. I said, let's dig him up, Bill. I'm out of here. They buried some monks under the floor in a church, and I wanted to tear the floor up. And I couldn't get anybody to go with me. That's a true story. Billy the Kid rolled through there years ago. I mean, we were back 100 years in time. It's called Okote. It's about 75 miles from Wagon Mound. And when you walk out of this adobe house, there was a cliff about 100 feet high. That's all you saw, this big hunk of rock. And my brother told the people down there, his name was Dr. Mayo. So they came in and put a whole bunch of heaters in the adobe house. And my brother didn't pay for it. And I got a knock on the door one time. He said, "We come to get the heaters." He said, "Dr. Mayo never paid." I said, "Doctor who?" They took all the heaters, man. I had to stoke up the fireplace. Great, great thing managing that ranch, man. You got to step out there and do some things, Ellery. Stop being a Holman pigeon. Come on down here and be a ranch manager. Holman pigeon, all right. Well, praise God. Amen? Are you blessed? Praise God. God bless you, Joseph. Well, yeah. They're clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, play number 7, the orange, Jeff, please. Boy, it was spooky down there in New Mexico. There was no lights. When you stepped out on the porch at night, you couldn't see your hand. It was so dark. But I was a great manager. Great, West. Oh, just. I had to ride my horse to the post office to get the mail. That's a true story. Close your eyes and be blessed.
Joy when I first spoke, or rather when you first spoke through me. For what you're doing in our world in this day, oh, I'm privileged to be a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of men and setting God's children free. In these last days, you're pouring out of your love, just the way you said it'd be. There are hands reaching up, and the Spirit's coming down. They're singing their songs of jubilee. There's healing of the mind and the soul of every man. You're meeting all of our needs. I'm a part of the move of the Spirit. setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. It's the beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free.
Let's let the dove set us free, amen? The God in us, hallelujah. See, you got to really believe that God's in you. You got to believe that you're important to God. You got to believe that God wants you, all of us in here, to be a champion. To be a champion in everything. Don't you want to be a champion instead of a whiner and complainer? Right? Praise God. We're going to let the doves touch you this morning, the Holy Spirit, the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does anybody want prayer before we? Does anybody want prayer?
Amen.
Nobody? Well, praise God. We'll quit. Link, come up here. Do you want to pray long distance or what? Yeah. Randall's over there. You want to go do it through the computer? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, yeah. So you got to remember now, my family has been coming for prayer since, well, actually when they were in mama's belly. Look at this guy's in college, man. I don't know where the time went. Yeah, but you ain't got a son, 52.
That's true.
That's true. But you're heading that way.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Huh? Slow down? Yeah. Close your eyes, everybody, please. Oh, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, in your name. We thank you, Lord, that each one that has come by faith will be touched, Lord. And they will learn, Lord, not to demand our fleshly rights, Lord, but to die to self through the power of God in us, Lord, as we identify with you, Lord Jesus. Identify with your resurrection power and how you suffered for us. Identify with the virgin birth, Lord. Identify with your grace and mercy and knowledge and wisdom and faith. Identify, Lord, where two are gathered in your name, Lord. You are there, Lord. Your presence, your holy anointing presence, Lord. The Holy Spirit will touch these people today for your glory, Lord Jesus, and meet every need, whatever need that is. We just give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, King Jesus. Oh, praise you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for a great birthday, Lord, that's coming up, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this young girl is growing into a woman, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, the great direction that the parents have put in her life, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this child of God, Lord.
that the desires of her heart is to please you, Lord, and you're going to supply every need, Lord. It's going to have her life fulfilled, Lord, fulfilled with your blessings, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my grandson, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that what he's taken up in college, Lord, has been very difficult. But there's great rewards, Lord, when someone is going to become a champion, Lord, and take on things that the world said he couldn't do. But you said, Lord Jesus, he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. So we thank you for the strength and the wisdom that you're giving this young man, Lord. And that he's going to finish the race, Lord. He's going to be promoted, Lord, into fields of success, Lord, in the business world, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that people, Lord, will come before he's out of school, Lord, to hire, to interview, Lord. In Jesus' name. And they're going to see the great potential in this young man that can bless that company and that business, whoever comes forward in those areas. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. I prophesy this and speak it into existence, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the abounding, the abundance of blessings that's going to flow into my grandson in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there's things that disturb you. It doesn't seem to be working out it was laid into your spirit by the Holy Spirit. But God says, things will turn around as you continue to look for me. There has been many people who have come to you trying to direct your life and speak things into you. But God says, I've spoken my life into you. I've spoken my knowledge and my wisdom into you. I've spoken into you that you have the wonderful Holy Spirit in you. So many times the noise in your mind is going to get very loud from people's voices and so on and so forth. But you're going to use this as a school of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to be able to drive those things out of your mind. You're going to be a daughter who stands upright, who stands anointed, who stands called by me, saith the Lord. And so be encouraged today. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged today, for the peace of God will rest upon you, and you will not allow your heart to be troubled. These are the things that I'm speaking to you, my daughter, and these are the things that are going to become a part of your life. The noise of the world will not dictate, but the quiet spirit of the living God within you will dictate and cause you to believe through your mind and by your spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And so you'll come forth and be very successful in the things. Although there has been a drag in some areas, there has been disappointments in some areas, God says, just let it be a school of the Holy Ghost and just let me train you. Because in the world, you'll put up with many things like you are today, but you'll be free from them because you'll take authority over them by the power of my Spirit. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to find great strength in God in you. God's going to teach you how to draw great strength from God. For there has been a lot of yelling, a lot of different things coming against you. But God says, my son, you will overcome. You will overcome. Victory belongs to you. I, the Lord, I am in you. And I'll give you great strength. And I'll give you anointing to break the yoke of bondage that's trying to come. Spoken by other mouths,
against you. But God says you'll rise up and you'll be victorious. Stay with me. Stay with my word. Spend time in prayer with me, saith the Lord, because I have great plans for your life. I have great anointings that will come upon your life, and great grace is going to flow towards you in areas that it has not flowed. But I shall put my hand on them, and I shall speak favor, and you shall receive that grace. And people will look at you differently, and doors will be opened that was not open. But time and seasons is laid in my lap, saith the Lord, and my hand now is about to reach out to cause those doors to be opened, to cause you to have some freedom and some peace in your life. Father God, I speak these things. I break every assignment of Satan in the blessed name of Jesus. I pull down every principality and power. You will not destroy, but the abundant life will rise up out of him. I speak it from you, Lord Jesus Christ, into him, that rivers of living water will flow out of his belly in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. I bless her, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can see you swimming. Sometimes you almost think you're going to drown. I don't mean actual water, but sometimes you think you're going to drown in situations that it's going to overtake you and pull you down. But God says today, no, I'm telling you and I'm bringing faith to you that it won't pull you down. It may seem that way, but I'll never forsake nor leave you, saith the Lord. I'll always be with you and I'll cause you to be victorious as you look to me. Look not to the world, look not to yourself, but look to me. Looking to me is finding things in my word that bring forth faith in your life, that causes you to understand that you are the perfume, the aroma of Christ unto me, saith the Lord. And so that's how you are in my eyes. You got to be the same thing in your eyes. So the renewing of the mind and prayer is very, very important to get you to come into victorious living. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that she's going to have a heart of a champion, Lord, that she's going to have the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Lord. She's going to come forward as a daughter victorious in this particular season in Jesus' holy name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I touch her now, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him, Lord. I just saw a great chain snap. Even at the strongest link, I saw it snap. You're going to sense a freedom in your spirit. You're going to sense a freedom on your workplace. You're going to sense a freedom in your marriage and communication. You're going to sense a freedom because it's that which has chained you has been snapped by the power of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. New things will start happening. That which had you bound is no longer got you bound. You are a free man, a man of God, to rise up and claim the promises and put your hand in my hand and walk with me and let me be Lord in your life, over your will, over your mind, over your emotions, and that things that disturb your emotions no longer will, because you won't allow it to disturb your emotions. You will speak to it in my name, saith the Lord, which is the name of Jesus. And that which had determined to come to you to destroy or pull down no longer will have the power to do it, because the power of God will rise up in you. Your mouth will be loosed. There'll be life and grace coming out of your mind, out of your mouth. There'll be life coming out of you, revelation coming out of you, and it'll cause that which is coming to you to break away and never to return. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing upon his life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have spoken to him today, Lord, and you have informed him that the strongest link has been broken now by your power, Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory for that new journey he's starting on, him and his wife, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, she needs a refreshing, Lord. We just ask the cloud, the Shekinah glory, to fall upon her, Lord, to bring encouragement to her, Lord, to help her through emotional disturbings, Lord, that sometimes rise up. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you as I touch her, Lord. Our faith, all three of us, our faith, Lord, is in you, Lord Jesus Christ.
that the cloud, the Shekinah glory, Lord, oh, coming upon her, Lord, the very presence, Lord, the breath of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Refreshing, Lord, renew. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you today. We lift you up, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that your spirit this week teach us, Lord, how to get over ourselves, how to die to ourselves, how not to let our flesh demand things, but let the Word of God demand it, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us, Lord. Let us go forward, Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, become a doer of God's Word, of your Word, Lord Jesus, and that we'll give up our rights in the flesh, Lord, and receive the rights of the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Jesus, as born-again Christians, Lord, overcoming by your blood in our testimony, Lord. We are free people going forward now in a whole different realm, Lord, a whole different revelation and light and understanding, Lord, that you've brought into us today. We are not going to let the enemy steal, rob, and destroy, Lord. We're going to walk in the life, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that your abundant life will flow upon all of us, Lord, and that we're going to be champions, Lord, for you, Lord Jesus. Everybody who has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying today in this place, that we are all in God's eyes champions, victorious in all areas. So we pray these things and we give you thanks and praise, Lord Jesus Christ, because it all flows from you by your Spirit. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.